Hey, welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We are always online at npr.org. Time in the show when we gather around the fireplace like a little family that we are.
I wish we were really at a fireplace.
Wouldn't that be nice? Martinez, get on that.
Hello.
We take a look at the most blogged, most emailed, most read stories. Your clicks ranked them. So if you don't like these stories, you can't blame us. It's time for The Most. From the control room, editor Tricia McKinney, who is our Google Trends watch gal.
I'm kind of rocking out to The Most music. I don't know why.
I know.
Okay. So, I'm on the Googling beat again. And all over Google Trends today, number two, Kit. Number three, K-I-T-T. Number four, Knight Rider 2008. Number five, what does Kit stand for?
What are you trying to tell us?
Number seven, what type of fuel does Kit run on? And then a couple other people who were actors in the show. So, obviously,
wow.
Knight Rider's back. It was on last night on NBC. It was a two-hour made-for-TV movie slash backdoor pilot, they're calling it. There may be another series in the works. Although I was just reading, apparently there's also a big screen version possibly in the works, too, because there's just not enough Knight Rider in our lives.
And you Googled it 17.6 million times to make that happen?
Yeah, I personally did Google this.
Is there any Hasselhoff involved in this? That's all I need to know. Hasselhoff?
Now, I have to say, I didn't watch this. And David Hasselhoff, my understanding is he played a cameo role. And NBC hasn't put any of the clips up on Hulu yet or on their website yet.
That's always a good sign of quality.
There is this. David Hasselhoff did weigh in on the show, and let's take a listen.
I think the time is right for Knight Rider because it's about heroes and it's about saving lives. Everywhere I go, it's not Baywatch. It's Yo Knight Rider.
You know, I can hear the hair on his chest when he talks.
I was going to say, as always, I agree with the Hoff. The time is right.
Yo Knight Rider.
Like the wind. I think the hair on his chest can hear you, too.
Now, that's just frightening. All right, David, you have one.
I was interested by this. It's a very understated story in the New York Times. Senator Barack Obama received zero votes in some New York City black precincts, and they were adjacent to other precincts in which he received substantial support. That was the number two most blogged item on NYT.com, and the most popular, probably not that surprisingly, on the liberal HuffingtonPost.com. Headline there was "Unofficial Tallies in City Understated Obama Vote," letting you know New York Times' most likely newspaper to understate dramatic news.
Ian, what do you have?
All right, this is a most emailed from the Dallas Morning News, and I don't know where it's been all this time. Dallas County DA office finds cache of JFK memorabilia. They found a old safe that I guess hadn't been opened for many, many years. Inside, some personal letters to and from the former DA, Henry Wade, a gun holster, records from the Jack Ruby trial, a lot of Ruby correspondence and some clothing that probably belonged to him, and also Lee Harvey Oswald. The thing that's getting people kind of up in a tizzy is this what looks like a transcript of a conversation between Oswald and Ruby. Some people are saying, wow, this really brings the conspiracy thing back up. Other people are saying, actually, this is just a script from a movie that Wade was working on. I'll just do my best Nina Totenberg and read a little bit here. Oswald, you said the boys in Chicago want to get rid of the Attorney General. Ruby, yes, but it can't be done. It would get the feds into everything. Oswald, there is a way to get rid of him without killing him. Ruby, how's that? Oswald, I can shoot his brother. But everybody's kind of saying this is probably fake.
I had no idea Nina Totenberg was involved in the assassination of JFK.
Justice Souter. Justice Ginsburg. Sorry.
Wow. Go right ahead.
I couldn't figure out where that was coming from.
That was good.
I also saw that a lot of people, I guess, after, people sent Ruby letters of support, and two women, one from Philly and one from Plainfield, Indiana, sent Jack Ruby checks for $2 to thank him.
Oh.
Weird.
That's weird all the way around.
Yeah.
Matt Martinez.
Hi.
Sitting in as our newscaster.
I am. I have the number one most emailed story at New York Daily News, which is about a cat named Georgia. 25 days ago, the cat was on a subway. Doors opened. It got freaked out, ran away. It's been missing for 25 days. And the MTA workers are just they really wanted to find this cat. And they finally found the cat after 25 days. They actually went up and down the tracks, like going, meow, meow. It, like Henrietta Pussycat from Mr. Rogers.
Wow.
You know, they're just like, it's like, hello, meow, meow.
What
and,
would they have had to say to find
meow,
Papa?
Meow, 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 I'm lost, meow, meow.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And finally, they found it near Lexington Avenue, near 55th Street. And
it went to Bloomingdale's.
It went to Bloomingdale's. Exactly. And it was taking shelter in a foot-deep metal drain between two tracks.
Aww.
And George's owner says that she's getting that cat microchipped as soon as possible.
How did it survive the rats?
Well, it maybe ate the rats.
I don't know. Those things big.
Good news story of the week.
Good news stories of the week. We're going to end on that one. I like that one. All right, Matt, Tricia, Ian, thanks a lot. Everybody, that's the most. You can find these stories and more on our website, npr.org/meow, meow, meow.
Meow, meow. Right,
put.